Sensation. Yes, we are on season two.
Season two.
Season two, yes. To all you Trevors and Veronicas out there, thank you for joining us once again. We've got some great episodes coming up this season, some different subjects that we're going to be talking about. Some similar stuff, some references back to first season as well.
Yeah. And I'm Josh, yeah. And he's Ben.
Oh, yeah, but our name. When you wear a name tag, honestly, you forget about
identifying
yourself. That's what it's there for, to identify.
Of course, right? Of course.
So, anyways, but...
Okay, so today's episode was...
We're just going to jump right into it. So we're going to be talking about age groups in VR and kind of a little bit of what we see and and how, you know, how things are a little bit different from age group to age group. And to give the, you know, to people out there an idea of... If you fall into this age group, things you should expect for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, what types of games you might want to play, things you're just going to notice.
We see a huge variety of people, and they all act differently and treat VR differently. And it's very interesting what different age groups do when you play VR. And when other age groups see them play, so it's like parents and kids, and the kids are doing something, but the parents don't quite understand why they're liking it. It's... just the age kind of thing, right?
Yeah. So, I think it's important too to break to talk about the full, you know, the full gamut of ages, because we have seen pretty much every age group enter VR at a different point in time.
Yeah.
And knowing that it can be for, you know, depending on what age group you fall in, VR can still be for you. Mm-hmm. And just again, adjusting your own expectations based on that, you know, based on the knowledge we can provide, I think is it's a helpful thing.
Yeah. We usually suggest 8 and up, but we've had people younger than that.
Yes.
So let's look at ages 4 to 12.
Yeah.
Right? So 4 is pretty much the cutoff, I would say, for like everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
because it's hard to put somebody at that age into VR because it's overwhelming. It's difficult for them to understand how to play, how to do things, what they expect, what they're looking to do. They don't really have those ideas.
Yeah.
So
I mean, think about you know, basic children's toys right now that you can physically buy for a four-year-old. I mean, they're relatively simple. We're not putting a $1,000 headset on them and saying you need to go, you know, basically, you know, like do complex math, right? Like,
yeah.
That's that VR can be kind of considered like that in to some degree that, you know, willingness is not a, it's not a good barometer of whether you can do VR, right?
Exactly.
Just because you want to do it doesn't mean you can. So that's one of the biggest things we talk about with the young kids is they may want to do it. They may have seen it on YouTube, but if they can't do it because of the various physical limitations, whether or not they're tall enough or they can actually grip a full controller. I mean, that's not...
Those controllers are big. They're not meant for small hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if they were meant for small hands, then we'd have to get two different sizes of controllers.
Yeah, yeah. You know, moving up in the spectrum of that 4 to 12, you know, what we see in the kind of later end, you know, those 8 to 12 is, you know, I think that's a sweet spot for the kids.
Yes.
And I think the most common thing that I see with that age group is overconfidence.
It is...
They are the kids who have grown up with technology more so than you and I have.
Absolutely.
And I think it's given them that false sense of confidence of, oh, I can definitely do this.
They go in and expect perfection.
Exactly.
They expect that they're going to win. They're going to do this. And now our goal usually is to provide them some of that. Because what can we do when they go into the hardest game on our library and they just fail over and over and over and then they leave frustrated? Well, that's dumb. Don't do that. When they go into games like Job Simulator, something simple, they can succeed. They can. It's just the game is meant for it. You can do whatever you want and still act like you've succeeded in doing something.
Yeah.
And usually we see ages 4 to 12 stick to like one or two games. They usually just stay in something. They're really enraptured by just the idea of virtual reality, just in general, flat.
Yeah.
Which is really neat in that age group because usually they're not very hands-on. We don't have to help them almost at all.
Yeah. I think the other thing I see with that group too is they're the most, I think, convinced about the reality of what they're seeing.
Mm.
In that I don't think I've seen a child in that age group like take off the headset and be fully accepting of the real world around them at that time. It's that, you know, they'll put the VR headset on and they are completely engrossed in that world and completely accept that that's their new reality.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because they're the ones who are generally most likely to walk into the walls because they are the least likely to think about that when they're playing and more of, I just see a red ball on the ground. I don't care what is in front of me. I'm going to go grab it.
Yeah.
Which can be very entertaining sometimes, too.
So now ages 13 to 35. Mm-hmm. So that is kind of where we start to see them actually, like, understand how to play and, like, the really in-depth stuff. You start to see them going to the harder games. You start to see them enjoying more games and experimenting with more things. So what's the biggest thing that we see with those kind of ages?
I mean, like you said, it's almost like acceptance. When you think about the age groups of typically of parents mm-hmm. and what we experience, 35, in my opinion, that's right where you start to see people who are starting their families, have maybe young kids, you know, maybe some young kids who are actually in the younger age group that are playing. But, you know, 35 and before, that's where we're saying, like, everybody typically in that age group, they're the most willing to try. Mm-hmm. They're the most willing to accept that VR is here and that we can do it and that it's a novel experience. I definitely see, like we said, you know, with the youngest age group, that they're fully engrossed and fully immersed and fully unaware of their surroundings. This is the age group where we start to see, I think, you know, they get a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more aware.
They start to understand that the world still exists outside of virtual reality.
Yeah. They can still buy into VR
completely
and still accept that it is there and that they're fully into it and allow it to envelop them. But you're right. They're still that, they can still easily connect back to, mm-hmm. I'm still in a station, I still have walls around me, you know, there's still a cable above my head.
I'm holding controllers, these aren't my hands. Yeah. Like,
In terms of games, I think that's the biggest age range that will accept probably every game.
Oh yeah.
Well, they will from the full gamut of your kids like games to your most experienced adult style games or your most experiential games, that age group is gonna try it all. Right? They are probably gonna accept everything you have and they'll be the easiest to help. The easiest to suggest to, I think too.
Definitely. So what about 36 to 55? So that last group was big. We mm-hmm. had a big section. This one's a little smaller because we see less of this type of player, but it's very important to talk about. Usually we see parents, right?
Yeah.
We see parents, we see colleagues, we see groups of people from like businesses and stuff coming all together to play, to team build, to play games, to try some new stuff. A lot of them are less technical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where you start getting into. It's the generation that started with some technology in their life, but didn't need it, right? They're the ones who didn't need it in their life the way that the younger generations do. If you were to start to look at, like we said, those corporate events that we see where typically we see these age groups, the interesting part of when I see those groups is that if you do get somebody on the far end of that age bracket, so 55 and up from there, they even seem to be separated from the rest of the group. You get this sense where they're like, I'm the old one of the group, you know, being, you know, 60 plus or whatever it is. And the rest of them are going to enjoy this, but I won't. And we'll obviously talk about that at the last
And they will never mention that they liked it. They'll be like, nah, it wasn't really my thing.
Even though
they might have had really a lot of fun. Yeah. But yeah, we'll
Whereas,
talk about that.
Whereas, like you said, you're 36 to 55, they're going to try it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to be open to trying it.
This is where the age group that you get a lot of people who are like, I'm really into this, or I don't like this at all. Like, you get that a lot.
Yeah.
Starting to get to the 55 range, you get people who are... They're just hesitant to even put the headset on, to grab the controllers. They just don't want to.
It's a reservation,
It's that idea of, well, this is just not my thing. I've never tried it. I know what I'm going to expect, and I'm just not going to like it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think, like you said, you know, you start to see definitely more of, I don't know if I should try to reach for something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is okay. I don't know if I'm going to break something here. And it's, you know...
Typically, we find that all of these people enjoy VR.
Yeah.
Almost every single one of them.
Once you get to the buy-in to the fact that, you know, you're probably not going to break anything, mm-hmm. right? If you can act safely, you're not going to break anything. And safely can still mean you can have fun. You can still be loose. You know, and that's the biggest thing. When you get to the far age group, the last, you know, the 65 plus, honestly, I think it's the most variable group in that you're going to have some people who are going to act like the 10-year-olds.
Yeah, oh,
and
yeah.
who are going to go right into it and have fun with that. And you're going
to
have
and
the
they'll
other
stick to one game,
yeah.
too.
And then you're going to have the other side of it, which is I'm going to do the most basic possible thing for the entire time, and that's mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all the time we have for today. Check us out for our next episode. We're going to be talking about some safety tips to play in VR, both in an arcade and at home. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to book a VR session for yourself, head to controlvarcade.com. And if you would like to get into business for yourself, head over to virtualrealityfranchise.com. And if you'd like to email us directly with ideas for episodes or questions, email us at ilovevr@controlvarcade.com. And we'll see you guys later.
Check you later.
Bye.